As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me the evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, baby, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, July the 5th, 2011, Topless Tuesday. Two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts and workable solutions, when we can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly not alone. But you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. Remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com. Also find it by just going vocallocal.org. Either way, and get you to the same place. Click on the chat room and away we go. Or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call it area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at CenturyTel, 1L there, .net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you so very much for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals, the U.S. dollar and crude oil begin the week on an uptrend. We'll talk about that. Yes, Topless Tuesday returns. The best news from the listeners. You got something you'd like to get out to the big audience today? Well, just drop it in the chat room or call in. Let's hear from you. Planning commissions, communal goals, public policy. You know, I can't help myself. I'll talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Doing our market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City, out of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Did I say that right? Maybe. Gold up $11.90 this morning, topping back across the $1,500 market, $1,508.20 an ounce. Silver up 92 cents, almost a buckaroonie. At $35.07, nice move in silver. Platinum up $8 at $1,728 a troy ounce. And palladium in the spot market up $9 at $767 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. Pretty good spread developing here. $1,492.50 for a low, $1,510 even for a high. But at $1,508.20, your gold is up year to year, $299.20. For a 24.75% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the LBMA.org, London Gold Fixers, the price fixers set the price of gold at $1,498.75, and gold went up. Good sign there. SPDR gold shares overnight reasonably unchanged at 1,205.81 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $57.5 billion. Big hands, deep pockets there. State Street Global Advisors, Barclays Capital, yeah, it's also known as the Rothschilds. Absolutely nothing. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P, they were all closed yesterday, taking the day off. Crude oil this morning, however, bumps up another $1.09 to $96.03 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate, delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we always do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Again, my name is William Roberts. Back into our news basket a little bit here. Close out on this market report and review for those that may have been away at the top of the hour news and weather break. Again, gold up at $11.90 this morning at 1508.20. Good news for the gold bug. Silver up 92 cents at 3507. And platinum up $8 at $1,728 an ounce. Palladium up $9 as well at $767 even. The U.S. dollar index this morning shows an uptick of 25 basis points. You can go out and find out about all that trade-weighted basket of currencies over on theice.com and Forex trading places like that. Up this morning, up 25 basis points at 74.49. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates here in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, where we find the Canadian loonie going the other way, off 5 basis points at $1.04 U.S., the Mexican peso off 19 cents, but yet still hanging on at that 9 cents a pop level, 11.6055 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 9 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 38 basis points. Changes against the U.S. dollar in foreign trade at $1.45. The British pound up 11 basis points at $1.61. And that Swiss franc up 38 basis points strong at $1.18. In the bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasuries, U.S. bonded indebtedness, 0.45%. The 10-year yield, the benchmark, at 3.15%. Your 30-year bonds at 4.37. The mortgage market this morning, a trend reversal going on here. We've seen it shaping up over the last couple of days of past weeks. Here we are. The 15-year mortgage this morning moves up, first time in months, moves up from 3.70% to 3.73%. And the 30-year mortgages, the fixed-rate mortgages, national average, also moves up. This morning from 4.48% a month ago to 4.59% this morning. Is that going to continue? Watch out. Ronnie Reagan's ran it right over 20%. Gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 43.03 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Now, we've got a lot of browser action going on in here. Before we go any further, however, I will just simply say that this morning, it was just an absolute paucity of news on Bloomberg. I don't know whether it was just because everybody was out for the holiday and they had turned all of their homework assignments in early, and it's just nothing to really talk about. So anyway, I'm going to give a couple of articles here, but if you'd like to drop some information in the chat room and I see it and can load it before it scrolls away from me, we'll bring those up and get them out to a wider audience. Here we go, talking about widening. Widening General Motors truck supply reminiscent of the 2008 bad habits. This is by Craig Tudorel and Joshua Armstrong, writing for Bloomberg yesterday, late. GM or General Motors stocked Jim Ellis Chevrolet in Atlanta with plenty of Silverado full-size pickups. And that's just one of the best Chevy pickups they've had in a long time. Anyway, the Silverado full-size pickups in early 2011. Part of a wager on a strong economic recovery. The strategy is backfiring. Well, you gamble on recovery at a time like this, brother. Here's the quote. We thought that this year would bring back the kind of economic activity that would translate into us selling more trucks, said Mark Frost, the dealership's general manager. Mark, you don't think in this market. Don't try and rig the market. You're not going to do it. You just take your money. You go to the gambling casino and throw it all down. It's not happening, he says. It's not happening. Yeah, that's right. It's not happening. Anyway, the article continues. It's unbelievable that after this huge taxpayer bailout of the bank and the bankruptcy, that we're right back to where we were. Nesvold, who has a hold rating on the stock, said in a telephone interview, there's no credibility. We've been saying that here for a long time. Really, I'm telling you, Nesvold, you ought to listen to Become Vocal Local. Quote, he asked the question, quote, is GM falling into old bad habits? Well, certainly. And then it continues. The article continues and scrolls on and on. Bottom line, they ain't selling the trucks. They got 9, 10, 11 months of trucks sitting on the lots already, and people aren't buying. Why? Well, because they've never changed the model. They're sitting out there with these giant trucks, all right? These things, you'll open the door on a new pickup truck and you'd swear you were going into a movie theater. Maybe going into somebody's front room, living room. I used to have a 52 Chevrolet five-window pickup truck. The cab on that thing was 4 feet wide. Nice, sturdy, lasts forever, Naugahyde seat, rubber floor mats. You climb in there, kick the engine on, and away you go. A little straight six-cylinder. You could just carry a half a ton of stuff wherever you wanted to go. You didn't have all the bells. You didn't have all the whistles. It didn't weigh so much. It was pretty light. And yet at the same time, it was economical in the day to drive it. After all, it was a truck. It wasn't your living room. Anyway, that's the problem. They keep making automobiles and trucks that you know, are spitted out with Lazy Boy recliners. And as we mentioned yesterday, Bugattis with porcelain. Beluga caviar dishes and a picnic set. Come on, guys. People don't have the money. They're not going to buy these things. $4 a gallon gasoline. Get your head out of it. Anyway, Glenn Sims and Yoga Rasmana write this. Tin gets scarcer amid the growing global demand. Tin. The tin man. He's in scarce supply. Arfandi's fleet of bamboo rafts. Oh, these guys are really right out there on the cutting edge of technology, are dredging 33% less tin ore from the rivers of Indonesia's Bangka Island than in 2008. As miners fail to keep pace with consumption, they jumped 14% in 2 years. Remember, earlier in the year, when Goldman Sachs told us to keep our eyes on the white metals, that the white metals were going to be going up and up and up and up and up and up as we move forward. Well, here's the case. Tin, one of those white metals. Again, the vessels operating in the world's largest exporting nation are hauling up no more than 40 kilograms, or 88 pounds, of ore daily from 60 kilograms as reserves get depleted, said the 46-year-old foreman. Miners from China to Peru are also struggling to meet demand for the metal used to solder components in almost all electronic equipment. So as we flood the market with more and more of these cheap Chinese plastic wrap tippy cappies, every one of them needs some tin. That's solder, you know. They use silver solder and tin solder. That's right. Pretty scarce stuff. While commodity investors suffered their worst quarter in a year as wheat, cotton, and crude oil retreated, prices will rebound because of shortages, the Bloomberg survey of analysts showed in June. Tin fell 22% from a record in April, entering a so-called bear market, and will rally 15% to $30,000 a metric ton. So it's like not silver or gold, but it's doing pretty good, $30,000 a metric ton, a Bloomberg market survey said. It's a market where there's not enough of the metal coming out of the mines around the world. It's again, you can visit with Hal Anthony on Sundays, find out about your mining rights. You know, the idea you're going to really create wealth, you're going to have to pull it up out of the ground, you're going to have to cut the trees down, you're going to have to farm it, you can go out in the sea and you can fish it. Lots of ways of generating real wealth, but you're not going to generate real wealth in Wall Street. It's a market where there's not enough of the metal coming out of the mines around the world, said Nick Brown, the head of the commodities research at Natixis Commodity Markets LTD in London, who predicted higher prices last July, 9 months before they reached a record. If you remain positive on the basic growth story out of China and the other developing countries, the fundamentals in the tin market have not changed that much. Of course, they still do make tin cans. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So when we advise people to get out of their paper assets, you know, get out of that dollar-denominated nonsense, you know, your Federal Reserve notes carry that toxic slime, and anytime you can get out of that toxic slime, you know, I think you're really doing yourself a great big favor. Too often we focus on gold and silver and platinum and palladium. Of course, this is one of the places that many people like to stick away most of their wealth. It's like a wealth preservation thing or an insurance account for your wealth, your monetary savings, your life savings, and things like that. But there are other options as well. Again, now we're looking at prices climbing 51% over the past 12 months on tin. Well, I went to a metals broker, not the kind that you'd find with coins and things like that out there years ago. This was Pacific Iron and Metal, I believe, or a related company down in Seattle. And I bought bars of tin, 12 inches long, about a 1 inch wide, maybe a half an inch thick, something like that, and just got a big, big box full of them all. I've been dragging them around with me ever since. But I paid pennies for those bars. Tin, right? Refined 0.9995. Tin, good stuff. Marks, it's got little labels on it and everything. Good stuff. And it just keeps going up and up and up and up in value. Well, I can tell you that even if you buy a bar of tin and it's only a buck or so, it climbed 51%. So what difference does it make? If you're buying silver or whether you're buying gold, your platinum or palladium, you can buy tin. If it goes up 51%, 60%, 100%, it's still increasing in value, isn't it? And as long as you can turn around and sell it back to a metals broker. And we got a recycling around right down the road from here in hinterland America, out here in the sticks. And they'll buy it back from me. I take those bars up there, lay it on the counter. They'll put it on the scale. They'll run up the numbers on the internet. And find out what the day's spot market price is for tin, and there you go. Walk out with your money. Lots of ways of getting out of the electronic dollar. I recommend that you consider it for yourself. Interesting story. This one, coming out of the Palo Verde Valley Times, Solvenor Volter in the chat room sent this along with a video presentation to us in our email basket for Topless Tuesday. All right, here's the article. This was a little older, a month old now. 6/21/2011, 5:00 p.m. And this is what it's all about, getting becoming vocal local. Sometimes things get a little bit ruckus, and that's the idea. You know, you're going to go up against them right where you are. Be effective. Change the government right where you are. Courtside police drama continues. Of course, it's a very interesting video presentation. I can't play the video. It will make no sense to you whatsoever. Anyway, you have a city council meeting going, and a woman comes up. She's wearing a red ball cap, and she comes up there, long blonde hair, you know, attractive-looking woman. She comes up there to the podium. Apparently, she's got a moment or two on the agenda to speak. And she comes up there, and one of the first things she does, and I noticed this, you probably would too, is she starts to withdraw the microphone from the holder on the podium, all right? That's not something that people ordinarily do, but she did, and she starts taking this out. And then she begins to turn, and instead of facing, you know, pleading with the council, the board and council, no, she's going to use her time effectively. She begins to turn, and she makes a 180-degree turn, and she begins to address those that have assembled, those in the deliberative assembly, right there, all of those people in the background, and someone's catching it all on video, all right? And then she proceeds to go into this rather lengthy discussion how for years she's been one of these model code and model act writers and she has disagreements with the process and the program, and the council is going nuts. They're trying to silence her, and then they call in the cops, and the cops come in, and they're trying to wrestle the microphone away from her, and everybody's telling her that they're impeding her freedom of speech, and she's got a place on the calendar, and that the council is out of order, and everything just continues to escalate, and the police are going, do not resist, do not resist. You got the idea? Involved. Then finally, they escort her out of the room. Well, it ain't over till the fat lady sings. Courtside police drama continues. Officers' allegations aired during a raucous town council meeting. Courtside hostilities have continued in Courtside since 10 Courtside Police Department employees called for the resignation of Chief Jeff Gilbert and called for an investigation of his conduct by a law enforcement agency. Maybe that's the way to get started. On May the 10th, 10 members of the Courtside Police Officers Association, including 9 officers and an evidence technician, signed a letter to Tom Manager Alex Taft saying they had no confidence in Gilbert. They accused him of misconduct and also stated a proper investigation needed to be conducted by the Arizona Department of Public Safety. Remember the article I shared the other day? Up in Joplin, police officers caught looting in and around the homes and businesses destroyed by that tornado? Well, goes around, comes around. Courtside currently has 14 officers. John Stair, vice president of the Arizona Conference of Police and Sheriffs, read a statement at the June 14th council meeting regarding the department's members' no-confidence vote in the chief. However, most of the council members didn't hear it. Despite the fact that the matter had been placed on the council agenda for discussion, Taft discouraged the council from discussing it, as there was an investigation underway. Alluding to her advisement not to be present during the discussion, several council members left the dais prior to the reading of the statement, stating they did not want to discuss the matter until the investigation was completed. Right? It's not just the removal of a police chief here. I think that these people in this town, Courtside, ought to press strongly for the removal of this council. Recall them all. Start anew. Town council, obviously, this council is unresponsive to the will of the people. That matter was resolved when Stair agreed to read the statement and a call to the public. Another segment there in the meeting, the proceedings. The council members then returned to the Diaz. In the call to public, Stair said the decision by the QPOA to hold, that would be Courtside Public something, a police officers association, probably, to hold a no-confidence vote for Gilbert was not one made lightly. He said the allegations against Gilbert include falsification of records, abusing the powers of his office, and that he disciplines officers based on their loyalty to him and not on fair and objective criteria. Well, I guess that vote of no-confidence needs to be given. And kudos to Michael Roth, who eventually was arrested after he allegedly got involved in a pushing and shoving match following that meeting. You know, sometimes you just have to step up to the plate, as they say. Here's another one off the Independent. Britain's rivers are being ruined by demands of water companies. Study says extraction is causing harm, but warns costs of remedy may be passed to consumers. Of course, Melody Hallett does a broadcast on Saturdays at noon here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. And she has for years been reporting about Nestle's incursions into their happy little valley to extract massive quantities of water so that they can profit off of blue gold, bottling water in Denver and elsewhere. Water companies, Sunday, July the 3rd, water companies are draining the nation's most at-risk rivers dry. They just come in with the big straws and just pull all the water out, causing environmental damage, death to wildlife, and the buildup of chemicals that upset fragile aquatic ecosystems, all of which could result in ever higher water bills for consumers. A damning report, how clever, we'll say tomorrow. Current abstractions by firms from rivers and groundwater sources, it should be, well, abstraction, I don't know, extraction, how about that one? Current extractions by firms from rivers and groundwater sources is so high that it would take the equivalent of 23 million people to stop using water every day to get back to, they say here, environmentally sustainable levels. What's happening in Libya? Is the international community eyeing that huge aquifers under Libya? Blue gold, my friends. Mikhail Gorbachev, Green Cross. We talk about it here often. Agenda 21, coming on you and at you.
Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back once again into the news basket here. There's so very much. Britain's Rivers, this one again, continuing from this article off the independent.co.uk, sent in by one of our listeners and fellow host here on the network, Melody Hallett. Again, back into it, the discussion. But before I do, talking about, you know, extracting large quantities of water out of rivers, you know, this is an age-old problem. Back when I was doing engineering, one of the caveats that we always tried to uphold, you know, I mean, if my rights end where the rights of another begins, I have every right on my land to do with the things that I want to do on my land, provided they do no harm. I mean, that's the old idea of common harm or common law, you know, no victim, no crime. Don't do any harm. Do no harm. All right. Don't harm your neighbor. Don't harm their property. So on and so forth. Forward to them is do as the golden rule, you know, do as unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Well, the idea with water was that wherever water flowed onto your property, that should not be disturbed. And wherever water flows off your property, that should not be disturbed. In other words, your upstreamers and the downstreamers shouldn't be altering their course of water because it impacts their lives and their land and their use of their own property. And at the same regard, the quantities of water and the quality of the water that flows onto your land and flows off of your land ought to be the same before whatever projects you had in mind got started. So extracting vast quantities of water and diminishing the water supply for the downstreamers would be, you know, you could say, lacking moral or ethical caliber, to say it politely. It might even cause a visit by your outraged neighbors in the back of the pickup truck with shotguns coming, you know. Feuds have happened for less. So it's a very interesting study here when we start getting into this idea of saying, hey, look at all that water over there. Let's just grab it all. Yeah, not exactly a good program here. This is the off the American Policy Center, sent in by one of our listeners, the attack of the NGOs. Of course, we've had Tom DeWeese on with us before in the past. The attack of the NGOs, he writes this, one rarely hears of it. Few elected officials raise an eyebrow. The media makes no mention of it, except here on Become Vocal Local. But power is slowly slipping away from our elected representatives in much the same way that Mao Zedong had his Red Guards. So the UN has its NGOs, non-governmental organizations, and they all, of course, you know, get the blessing of the UN, or they can't be a real recognized non-governmental organization. They may well be your masters of tomorrow, and you don't even know who they are or what they are. Tom continues, he says, there are, in fact, two parallel complementary forces operating in the world, working together to advance the global sustainable development agenda, ultimately heading toward United Nations global governance. I like to always say that is the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System. Those two forces are the United Nations itself and non-governmental organizations. Of course, this all speaks to pluralism. Pluralism. Do study pluralism. It's a very clever process. It's the spirit of division, where all of the bugs and bunny groups cook together with all of the union groups, which cook together with all of the textile groups and all the cotton growers and all the farmers. And then we live by the rule of groups in the mob. Democracy. Democracy. Beginning with the United Nations, the infrastructure pushing the sustainable development agenda is a vast international matrix. At the top of the heap is the United Nations Environmental Program, or UNEP, created in 1973 by the UN General Assembly. We spoke to this the other day with Vicki Davis, laying the groundwork for the foreign trade zones. The UNEP is the catalyst through which the global environmental agenda is implemented. Virtually all of the international environmental programs and policy changes that have occurred globally in the past three decades are the result of the UNEP efforts. You can go up on the website, unitednations.org, UN.org, and check it out for yourself and see how deep this runs. UN, you could probably type in unep.un.org and bring up their website, their page, the United Nations Environmental Program. But the UNEP doesn't operate its own. Influencing it and helping to write policy are thousands of non-governmental organizations. You can't compete. You haven't the representatives. No representation on the NGOs. Ted Turner, Jane Fonda, they get their views across, but do you? You have to go and resort like these people over here in Quartzsite and go to the council meetings and become vocal local and block the global agenda right where you are, just like Mel Hallett and Marilyn and others, Teresa up in Salida, Colorado, are becoming vocal local and just saying no to the spread of globalism in their communities. The phrase non-governmental organization came into use with the establishment of the United Nations Organization in 1945 with provisions in Article 71 of Chapter 10 of the United Nations Charter. The term describes a consultative role for organizations that are neither government nor member states of the UN. How many times have we talked about and brought to your attention the notion of experts say? Experts say. Academia providing all of the experts that say. They might not say much. They might be in error, as the East Anglia emails proved, but they do say. And like puppets on the string, they bark on command. There are numerous classifications of NGOs. The two most common are operational and advocacy. Operational and advocacy. So when you're forming your local voting precinct groups, perhaps you'd want to set up two subgroups, two committees, operational and advocacy. Sauce that is goose for the, you know, sauce for, that is good for the goose is good for the gander oftentimes. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. We just need to know where all the battles are taking place and field our own numbers and array them against these NGOs and United Nations folk. All right? And then it continues, the policies sometimes come in the form of international treaties. And how can you work with that? Hillary Rodham Clinton out there signing up on everything that she can get a signature on. Or simply as policy guidelines. And of course, policies. This is that hidden fourth branch of government. You can find out more about all of that by listening to Ralph Winterroad or go to his website. It's justbellet.com, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I. Fair or justwar.com, justbellet.com, I believe, is Ralph's website. Find out about that hidden fourth branch of government, the Administrative Procedures Act, etc. Who are the NGOs? The three most powerful organizations influencing UNEP policy are three international NGOs. They are the Worldwide Fund for Nature. That's your WWF. It's not wrestling, my friends. It's far worse than that. The World Resources Institute, that's the WRI, and the International Union for Conservation and Nature, IUCN. These three groups provide the philosophy, objectives, and methodology for the International Environmental Agenda through a series of official reports and studies, such as the World Conservation Strategy, published in 1980 by all three groups, Global Biodiversity Strategy, published in 1992, and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, published in 1996. And there isn't one person in 10,000 who have ever got the black and the white in their eyes on those documents. Sad and sorry testimony. Well, Tom does write a good article. Let's move along. The New Scientist, Life, the first advertising campaign for non-human primates. That's right. Oh, baby. Monkey brands? Well, let's monkey around like this. The objective, says Olwell, is to see if advertising can make brown capuchins change their behavior. Monkeys. Monkeying around. The team will create two brands of food. The team is considering making two colors of Jell-O, specifically targeted at brown capuchins. Not like cappuccino, but it's spelled much the same. One supported by an ad campaign and the other not. Will monkeys be influenced by advertising campaigns? Would Bernays get his way here? Maybe. How do you advertise to monkeys? Easy. Create a billboard campaign that hangs outside the monkey's enclosure. Quote, the foods will be novel to them and are equally delicious, Olwell says. Brand A will be advertised and brand B will not. After a period of exposure to the campaign, the monkeys will be offered a choice between both brands. Santos plans to kick off the experimental campaign in the coming weeks. If they tend toward one and not the other, we'll be witnessing the preference of shifting due to our advertising, Olwell says. Well, sex sells. Olwell says that developing a campaign for non-humans threw up some special challenges. Quote, they do not have language or culture, and they have very short attention spans, he says. Quote, we really had to strip out any hip and current thinking and get to the absolute core of what is advertising. Quote, we're used to doing fairly complex and nuanced work. For this exploration, we had to constantly ask ourselves questions. Could we be less finessed? We wanted the most visceral approaches. The New Scientist has seen the resulting two billboards. We're unable to show them until Santos and his team have completed their study, but we can reveal that their message is most certainly visceral. One billboard shows a graphic shot of a female monkey with her genitals exposed alongside the Brand A logo. The other shows the alpha male of the Capuchin troop associated with Brand A. Well, I don't have to tell you that even monkeys know a good butt when they see one.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the medals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And in local news again, the artillery descended upon Exeter, Missouri last night, and the cannonade began at about, I would say, 6 o'clock last evening. Well, here's the article, fun facts about the 4th. That would be the Declaration of Independence, the 235th anniversary of its signing. Of course, it actually happened on July the 2nd, but we don't talk about that. But we celebrate that with fireworks. Fireworks, well, here's the article. $190.7 million is the value of fireworks imported from China, representing the bulk of all U.S. fireworks imports, which was $197.3 million in 2010. Last year, U.S. exports of fireworks came to just $37 million. You know, we export the big stuff, you know. Anyway, with Japan purchasing more than any other country, $6.63 million. $3.2 million is the value of U.S. imports of American flags in China. More than half of this amount, $2.8 million, was for U.S. flags made in China. $486,026 value of exports of U.S. flags in 2010. Mexico was leading customer, purchasing $256,407 worth of flags. 50, the number of U.S. flags that are flown 24 hours a day are at the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C., etc., etc. Just to give you an idea, $190.7 million of China fireworks imported, you know, and a lot of the people that blow those things off, at least around here, they're on public assistance, they're on welfare, they're on disability, they're on Social Security, and they're just firing it off and firing it off and firing it off and firing it off. And I wonder how many of their children go without breakfast in the morning. Anyway, here's another one off of Sparrow News. Obama, that's the usurper to me, getting on-the-job training in Russian espionage antics. This is sent in by one of our listeners. Since the news of the arrest of 10 Russian citizens apparently masquerading as Americans, a great deal of press and media coverage has been accorded to the case, which is currently before the U.S. federal court in New York. This is July the 6th of 2010. It's an old article. An 11th person connected with those arrested managed to secure release from jail in Cyprus, and the chances of him being apprehended appear to be slender, and he's probably being debriefed in Moscow at present. The whole affair has been something of a political free-for-all for the media because it combines ordinary people leading normal lives with a dash of glamour in the form of an extremely attractive redhead who is sufficiently bold to use Facebook and the threat of Russian intelligence activity, which surprised some, but not those of a more cynical disposition. But what is abundantly clear is the FBI conducted a long, carefully directed, sophisticated, and ultimately successful counterintelligence operation against an illegal network run by the Russian SVR. Well, there's more to that story. But is it true? Is the usurper getting on-the-job training in Russian espionage tactics? Kind of hard to say. This out of CBS St. Louis News. Two unarmed men mug three Marines. June 22nd, perhaps you've heard the story. Kevin Killeen writing this one, St. Louis, Mo. That's the big St. Louis. That's the Golden Arch there. In the midst of Marine Week, we've got a week for everything, a day for everything, a month for everything, a season for everything. It's the merchant man's holy days. In the midst of Marine Week, with tanks, guns, and heavy weapons parked on lawns all over downtown, the mayor is wondering how two unarmed prowlers outfought and robbed three Marines on the street. Wow. Police report that two Marines in their early 20s were walking near the Soldiers Memorial downtown around 2:30 Monday morning. That's 30 minutes after the bars closed. I don't know how straight they were walking. Anyway, when two suspects in their 20s approached. According to the police, the suspects tried to sell the Marines jewelry. Wow. That's novel. And then an argument led to a fight. Police say one of the suspects punched a Marine. Another suspect reportedly took a pocket knife from the other Marine and poked him with it, causing a minor cut. The Marines told the police the suspects took one of their wallets and ran away. Police said a third Marine was also present, but was not fully involved in the fight. Maybe he was puking in a garbage can or in the nearest lawn. We take this story at face value, and we're going to investigate it, said Police Chief Dan Isom. In the hallways of police headquarters, some police officials were struggling to understand the incident, saying it didn't sound right. Well, you know, that's what happens when they're at liberty and on shore leave and hanging around at 2:30 in the morning. And wouldn't be the first couple of Marines that were easy play. Pray to the con man. But to get beat up on the street, that's kind of wild. New York City is rationing toilet paper, I'm telling you. Buy ahead. Plan ahead to get ahead. Stock up on your toilet paper. New York City, you're going to take a car trip. You better not expect that you're going to stop at the rest areas and find any toilet paper. We got an austerity program going on in America. This by Rich Calder, July the 4th. Hey, buddy, can you spare a square? The city's so hard up for cash, it's rationing toilet paper in women's public restrooms to the point where bathroom attendants are dueling out only a few measly squares per person along the world-famous Coney Island boardwalk. I guess they're playing the brown finger game at Coney Island. The Post witnessed stone-faced Parks Department employees leave toilet paper dispensers empty last week and instead force astonished female beach-goers to form ration lines in the bathroom. Regina Ball One, 25, Oakland, visited a boardwalk at the West 16th Street Wednesday and was grossed out at the thought of someone else handing her toilet paper. Never in my life, here's the quote, have I experienced anything like this, she said. I walked toward a stall, and a bathroom attendant stopped me by shouting, "Hey, hey, ma'am, there's no toilet paper here." And she whipped out a big roll for me to grab some. Well, beachgoers also have been forced to line up for their paltry allotment of the city's cheap single-ply toilet paper at the boardwalk's other women's restroom on Stillwell Avenue. Well, quite the story there. Here's another one. The usurper and the debt. This off the Oval, tracking the usurper's presidency. A 14th Amendment solution, July the 5th. Newsy news. By David Jackson, USA Today. Does the government, specifically President Obama, even need a debt ceiling? Some analysts say no. And the usurper can simply order the Treasury to pay his bills, even if Congress refuses to raise the $14.3 trillion debt ceiling. That's right. He can take us to war on a handshake and a nod. I guess he can jack up the debt. Quote, preventing default is no less justified than using American military power to protect against an armed invasion without a congressional declaration of war, writes Bruce Bartlett in the Fiscal Times. Like others, Bartlett cites a section of the 14th Amendment. It's amazing how they remember the Constitution when it suits their purposes. Anyway, this could easily justify the sort of extraordinary presidential action to avoid default I'm suggesting. Well, are we going to have any resolution there with the budget? I doubt it. They'll just keep jacking it up. They can't do anything else. They're just going to have to run us right into the ground, folks. Until we, as Alfred Addis likes to say, a debt that cannot be repaid will not be repaid. And until we can come to understand that we're simply going to have to repudiate this debt, we ain't getting out of the trouble that we're in. But by goodness, let's make sure that we get the bankster gangsters that brought us into this trouble and all of their corporate friends into orange jumpsuits, repudiate the debt, and then clean them out. July 5th, more news. Refugee aid in Tunisia is supplying the Libyan rebels. Well, birds of a feather camp together. Camps meant to aid refugees fleeing from Libya are also used as a rear echelon and supply chain for those fighting against Gaddafi. I wonder if the Albert Einstein Institute is financing this drill. Nahlat, Libya, and Hatoni, Tunisia. The rebels don't like it when you call them rebels. That's Gaddafi's term, they say, and prefer Reagan's freedom fighters. Freedom fighters. This matters only for public relations purposes because among themselves, members of the anti-Gaddafi militias don't speak English, but rather Arabic and Amazigh, the Berber languages, and call themselves Thwar, T-H-W-A-R, the war, Thwar, which roughly means revolutionaries. Fair enough. They say here, it's their war. In April, the Thwar, based in Libya's desert interior, attacked a border crossing 300 kilometers southwest of Tripoli, found it inexplicably lightly defended, and seized it, opening an escape route to neighboring Tunisia. Over the next month, more than 60,000 people drained from Libya into Tunisia. You wonder why we have illegal alien invasions, folks? We're driving people from their homelands, and they're looking for a place to sleep. Be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, July the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, our chat room can be found at becomevocallocal.com. Jump into the box. There are lots of people in there sharing links and conversing with each other. Just as you two can also. Let's see what we got here. Now let's go into some more local news. This is out of our small town Berry County Advertiser, just in case you wanted to know what was happening. Berry County 911 discusses a sales tax increase. That's right, everybody else is tightening their belt, embracing austerity, playing the brown finger game with the absence of toilet paper and closing the public parks and the rest areas and so on and so forth. And guess what? Government, especially the 911 batards, are considering a tax increase. Well, that's the way to take care of people, isn't it? This by Rachel Freeman, local article here. The Berry County, that would be Berry County, Missouri, E911 board, that's your enhanced 911 system. Their board, it's a board now, discussed the possibility of adding a sales tax increase initiative to the November ballot during the meeting held on Monday. Board President John Horner, he's a banker locally, by the way, stated, quote, I do not feel that the 911 emergency service was properly funded from the start. Of course, they canvassed everyone and got that into the place, and then they started hemorrhaging money into that system, building their bomb-proof bunker, and setting up all of their interlock grid of telephone, or what do they call those things, cell towers, and radio towers. But anyway, he doesn't feel that the 911 emergency service was properly funded from the start. With the recession and the pending lawsuit, that lawsuit, I'm curious about that. They didn't mention the pending lawsuit. I need to find out what that pending lawsuit is. Maybe I could jump on and add myself to that lawsuit. It's necessary to look at raising our sales tax. They didn't say about cutting back their useless services. They didn't say giving up any of their SWAT teams and things like that. No. Instead, what they're going to do is tax the hell out of the people a little bit more. All right? And so they continue that tax increase, the 9/11 service, will be sustainable to pay bills and hopefully meet the need of to continually improve and update equipment. Continually improve and update the equipment. Can you say hemorrhaging of money right out the door in small-town America? Yeah, that's what I say. There's no doubt that we need additional revenue. That's right, baby. We got to have some more of that free money. Free money. Stated board member Harold Schellen, S-C-H-E-L-I-N. You figure it out. Quote, we have cut our budget to the bone. Oh, gosh. The next 2 years is when it really gets down to crunch time. What does he know that we don't know? What do you mean, crunch time? The next 2 years is when it really gets down to crunch time. I'm going to get rid of these batards freeloaders. Sheriff Mick Epperly asked if the Berry County Fire Departments were in favor of the additional sales tax. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, right. The Berry County 911 Board having a meeting And the sheriff pipes up, "Gosh, I wonder if the fire departments are in favor of pilfering the people for more money so they can get more of these Tonka trucks from FEMA." Well, Mike Phillips, director of 9-11, responded that he recently attended a meeting with the local fire chief. These are the clowns that got us in on this, all right? These are the guys that were going around with their boots and scoots and all that other stuff. These are the guys that were promoting it, all right? They brought it into the county, and they'll do the same, probably did the same in your town, right in your county. I've seen it in two different counties here adjoining. They bring it in through the fire people. All right, anyway. Attended a meeting with the local fire chiefs, and they expressed their support and need for additional revenue. Of course they would. Of course they would. You ever talk to the whores, ladies of the evening? Of course they'd like to raise their rates. The board discussed the importance of the E911, the Barry County Commission, and all other emergency services within the county to work together as a team on the initiative. We'll talk about that right after this.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Slobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back on our Tuesday, July the 5th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, getting into our second hour of this morning's broadcast, just going through the news. All of the newsy news. Before I go there, however, you know, there are a lot of people out in America. The USDA says here in Missouri, the Ag Department says in Missouri that approximately 60% of the people in Missouri are online. They've got their high-speed DSLs hooked up, fiber optic cables and all that. That leaves 40% not online. They're concerned about that because they can't really affect their GIS, GPS, global governance system without it. But, of course, you know, those 40% of people can't listen to Become Vocal Local this morning because we don't have alternative broadcasters in all the areas yet. So you might jump up to the website, actually go up into your email basket, and send an email to show.archive@gmail.com. That's right, show.archive@gmail.com. Fritz is in the chat room now. He's a listener. Took it upon himself to download and carefully put together well over, what, he's got two DVD discs now, a couple of years of broadcast, BBL broadcast. If you know somebody that's not online, maybe they've got a computer, maybe they have an MP3 player, but they can't get online, well, do them a favor. Throw an email over to show.archive@gmail.com, and for a nominal sum, the archivist will send you out two delightful, or more if you like, more, get more, these little two DVD sets, and you too can spread BBL to the people near you so that they can become vocal local and take advantage of this information. Where are you going to find it? Again, the board discussed the importance of the E911, Enhanced 911, the Barry County Commission, and all other emergency services within the county to work together as a team on the initiative the other morning. Fritz called in, our show archive is called in, reporting on his local area where, in their local newspaper, they had the whole cast of characters. That's right, they bring out everybody, including Howdy Doody and Grumpy the Clown, to promote these initiatives. But they're going to put together a team here. They're going to work together within the county to work together as a team on this initiative, all right? They're going to bring together all of the grand poobahs and all of the centers of influence, and they're going to pump and pump and pump and pump and get it in the newspaper and keep it in front of everybody's eyes so that they can be sure in November on the ballot to jack up the taxes to support this multi-jurisdictional task force right here where we live. The E911 service has until August the 30th to decide to put this initiative on the ballot. And so we definitely need to launch a campaign here to block that effort. But here's the numbers. Items receiving the majority of the monetary focus are payroll totals of $553,400. Over $500,000. Small county, small population. And they're raking $500,000 off the top. Away from the people, right out of their pocketbooks, $500,000 to staff this enhanced 911 bunker. All right? They have a maintenance agreement of $90,000. I'm sure there'd be some people around here that would like to put some of that $90,000 back into a grocery cart somewhere. Professional services of $58,000. And the communications total of $48,700. Boy, if you're on the receiving end of these contracts and payrolls, you're doing pretty good. Horner stated, quote, "I met with Mike to look at the budget and decide what things are optional and what things are not. This budget shows the bare necessities to get by." Well, to get by what? It's not gotten by me. I hope it hasn't gotten by you, but it's happening in a town near you. When to teach? We'll get to that in a moment. Public policy. Let's close out the last of the articles here sent in for this morning on Topless Tuesday. And that's when I set aside the top laptop and just let you direct the news. Rob Edwards, writing for The Guardian, Thursday, June the 30th, 2011. Here's the headline. Revealed, British government's plan to play down Fukushima. Fukushima happening now. Anyway. Government officials launched a PR campaign to ensure the accident at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility in Japan did not derail plans for new nuclear power stations in the UK. British government officials approached the nuclear companies to draw up a coordinated public relations strategy to play down the Fukushima nuclear accident just 2 days after the earthquake, what earthquake, and tsunami in Japan, and before the extent of the radiation leak was known. Was the radiation leaking before the tsunami? Good question. Internal emails seen by The Guardian show how the business and energy departments work closely behind the scenes with the multinational companies, EDF Energy, Areva, and Westinghouse, to try to ensure the accident did not derail their plans for a new generation of nuclear stations in the UK. Quote, "This has the potential to set the nuclear industry back globally," close quote. And I agree with that sentiment. wrote one official at the Department for Business Innovation and Skills, the BIS, not the Bank of International Settlements and other BIS, whose name has been redacted. Quote, we need to ensure that the anti-nuclear chaps and chapesses, be the hises and the hers, the himas and the himinous knots, do not gain ground on this. We need to occupy the territory and hold it. We really need to show the safety of nuclear. Well, I agree with that. But maybe you need to rethink the think. Maybe thorium would be a better strategy. Officials stress the importance of preventing the incident from undermining public support for nuclear power. And it continues, the government has no business doing PR for the industry, and it would be appalling if its departments have played down the impact of Fukushima, said the conservative MP Zach Goldsmith, who sits on the Commons Environmental Audit Committee. Louise Hutchins, a spokeswoman for Greenpeace. Oh, God. Oh, my. They get out there with their little boats and go around and harass the fishermen. Said the emails looked like scandalous collusion. And this highlights the government's blind obsession with nuclear power and shows neither they nor the industry can be trusted when it comes to nuclear. And the article continues. Interesting stuff that you can find up on the web. This out of Al Jazeera. Well, take this one with a grain of salt. Al Jazeera, hope lost, audacity found. Obama's administration had pursued a multi-track effort to prevent Americans from participating in the flotilla. Well, this is important. All right. Despite the campaign hoopla, it was never in the cards for Barry the usurper to be a transformational leader, an FDR, or even an LBJ. The bold new programs they have introduced to help transform America into a more just and broadly prosperous land were not his style. It should have been clear from 2006 interview in The Nation magazine conducted by David Sirota. Still, it did seem possible that the usurper might stumble into being a bit of a JFK, someone whose skillful, inspiring rhetoric raised people's expectations and aspirations, leading others to go out and make, well, obviously, Al Jazeera doesn't really understand how things work in America. Barry the usurper, the president of the corporation. And that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. He dances well when they pull the strings. He juts out his jaw and looks so, oh, I don't know, pharaohistically regal, doesn't he? We broke this a little bit the other morning, talking about public policy, education, and how important it is to shape public opinion and cross currents of public opinion to impact law and legislation, and we'll continue right after this.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So again, this is one of those rather interesting publications. You know, I've just got my life is overwhelmed with these interesting public, you know, publications. Anyway, this is out of the North Central Regional Extension. Their publications are subject to peer review and prepared as part of the cooperative extension activities of the 13 land-grant universities. That's one of my favorite terms. I like to bring that to your attention, the 13 land-grant universities of the 12 North Central states. In cooperation with the extension office used to be known as the county agents, you know. They would come out and give advice to farmers, and then once the agent left, the farmers would do the exact opposite because they knew if they followed the agent's advice, they'd go broke. But if they did the direct opposite, that they would prevail and continue to operate farms. Anyway, that's wisdom long known. But this idea of the university land-grant colleges, you go back and read the writings of Lord and Lady Amberley and Sidney and Beatrice Webb, and you realize that this was a lost opportunity. It was going to be pretty hard for the Fabian socialists to advance their socialist dream on America if they weren't able to reach the rural people, the hinterlanders, all right? And the way that they reach the hinterlanders is to get out with the Chambres de Commerce and the Extension Councils, academia, working out of these land-grant universities, and propagandize the people into sustainable farming, best practices, and all of those sorts of things. And they've done a pretty good job of it, pretty bang-up job of it. Well, we started into this discussion last week, and I'm going to continue now right out of this booklet. All right, you can get a copy of this booklet if you like. You might try your local university, the University of Illinois, the Iowa State University, Kansas State University, Michigan State, Minnesota, North Dakota State University, it's all the state universities, Ohio, South Dakota, University of Wisconsin, etc. You get in touch with the Extension Council and ask them for a copy of this publication. Again, it's Public Policy Education by Richard Barrows, where we find, on page 2, philosophical basis for extension public policy education. Well, they're not going to say it. But this is Fabian socialism. Public policy education rests on a specific concept of the land-grant university and its role in a democratic society. They start right out the box and give us a little bit of poison for breakfast. The land-grant university in general, the extension in particular, is concerned with the problems of people and is committed to using the knowledge of the university to improve the quality of life for the people of the state. I wonder how many of you have read Rene Wurmser's excellent book, The Foundations, Their Power and Their Influence. How many people know how much money is invested by the Ford Foundation and the Carnegies and the Mellons and so many of the other foundations to get this kind of education going in the land-grant universities. This is how you go from global to local to the land-grant universities, then out through the extension agents and the Chambres du Commerce. That's the Chambers of Commerce, of course, that they were started in France, French socialist concept there. Anyway, how do you get this information out to the people? Well, lest we think of the extension's mission too narrowly, it's useful to recall the 1915 statement of Chairman Butterfield of the original Land Grant Committee on Extension. We read these publications like this to get clues. Then you could go in and put it in your browser in quotations, 1915 statement of Chairman Butterfield of the original Land Grant Committee on Extension, close quote. And this would probably pop right up for you. Or you could bring in Land Grant Committee on Extension and bingo, all the research that you need. Here's the quote. It will give farmers light upon taxation as well as upon tree pruning. The rural school will have as much attention as corn breeding, close quote. In many states, this tradition has been upheld for many decades. I'll say. Let's continue. Public policy education is also based on a pluralist view of the democratic political process in which there are numerous individual interest and interest groups and many decision makers with potentially conflicting interests in the various branches of government. We just spoke of the United Nations, all of the different NGOs. You know, on the one side, you have the people that are championing for opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil drilling. I mean, maybe the Koch brothers and BP and Exxon and Shell and the Queen Beatrice and all the rest of them. They're on one side. That's an NGO. They have groups. They have lobbyists. And then on the other side, you've got the Earth Firsters. Man, that fist just went right up in the air, didn't it? Yeah, it sure did. Workers of the World Unite, the Wobblies and the rest of them, okay? And that's what pluralism is all about in this democratic political process where we implement this spirit, we foster it, we encourage it, we water it, we seed it, we tend the garden. The idea of the spirit of division, all of the people divided on specious lines, working to effect their own destruction in a democracy. A democratic political system. Public policy decisions are viewed as compromises. My friends, never compromise your principles for relationship. Hold fast to those things that you believe to be true. This is an extremely important concept because it implies that there is no single public interest and no optimal policy choice. That's right. August Comte, the founder of sociology, coined the term, by the way. He says, there are no absolutes. Everything is relative. There are no absolutes. That's right. There's no right way or no wrong way anymore. There's no boys and there's no girls. There's no heterosexuality or social deviations. The fact that there is debate means that the perceived interests of different groups conflict, giving rise to the policy issue. This is a left-right divide. Left, right, left, right. Conservative, liberal, conservative, liberal. Most people don't even know what liberal is, or progressive is, or what is conservative. And what the hell about America today is so valuable to you, my friends, that you'd want to conserve this mess? I mean, it's time to pour the jam down the drain, folks. We might be able to salvage the jar, but the contents are vile. Any solution or resolution of the debate will favor some groups and hurt or not help others. Scientific knowledge, scientific materialism, this brings in, invokes Karl Mordecai, Marx, and the bunch. Scientific knowledge, the wisdom of the university, remember, August Comte in his positivist worldview, the final stage of human development, sees the captains of finance and industry, of course that would be Blank, Fine, and Immelt, and all the rest of them, controlling the world through their appointed dictator like Barry the Stooge, you know, and I think that would be a good idea, who would then be supported by a cadre, a bunch, the cadre party system, that's what we use in America, the cadre in Europe and other socialist countries, they use the multi-party system, but ostensibly We have the established two-party political system here. They're cadre-style parties from political science studies. Again, any solution or resolution of the debate will favor some and hurt others. Scientific knowledge, the wisdom of the university, cannot be used to determine the correct policy for society because science cannot supply the value judgment that ranks the interests of one group as more important than the interests of the others. We must listen to everyone in this world and then dialogue to consensus. Okay? Goes back to Jean-Jacques Rousseau, throwing all of our rights, our freedoms and our liberty into a basket and then only taking out those that we're willing to extend to others. This philosophical position will have important implications for teaching methods discussed below. And we'll discuss those methods right after this word from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Thousands of years ago, from the time of Moses to the time of Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, and beyond, TrustedCoins.com brings you an incredible selection of authentic Greek, biblical, Roman, and Byzantine ancient coins, all certified authentic by world-renowned numismatic expert Ilya Zlobin. Transport yourself to the distant past now at TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So here we are just barely into this little booklet. Okay, it's only got about 20-some pages in it. Oh, no, it's less than that, 16. But it's potent information because it gives us a window into the view coming out of the academia. via the extension councils and the land grant universities. But again, back to the discussion here at hand, the fact that there is debate means that perceived interests of different groups conflict, giving rise to the policy issue. Again, you have to go back and understand that these NGOs are sponsored at the highest levels. All right, you got people out in the field, the boots on the ground, and they're all out there trying to save the spotted owls by shooting the barred owls now, I suppose. And people out there championing for this cause and championing for that cause, and the boots on the ground people are sincere. They've gotten the magazine, they got the book bag, they got the t-shirt and the hoodie. They're on board, baby. Earth's first, right? But it's the people that operated the upper echelons that dictate all of this stuff. They craft the dialogue. They craft the debate, just as we saw from the article out of England, the UK, where we've got the government, UK government, crafting the antithesis to the thesis of abolishing the use of atomic energy. And continuing, any solution or resolution of the debate will favor some groups and hurt or not help others. Scientific knowledge, the wisdom of the university, I like the way they say that. Always go back to the experts say, pointing at the university as if they could find their way out of a paper sack. Typically can't. But scientific knowledge, scientific socialism, the wisdom of the university cannot be used to determine, quote unquote, the correct policy choice for society. Society. Ever wondered about that word, society? Are you part of the society? And we found in our political science textbook that lest a man be politically socialized, he is considered by the political scientist to be nothing but a bare beast animal, a human animal. Humans and other animals, you know, it's the problem that we have to deal with because we do poop and we do pee. So I guess we're animals in that regard. But continuing, scientific knowledge, the wisdom of the university cannot be used to determine the correct policy choice for society because science cannot supply the value judgment. Value judgments, not morals, not ethics, not the laws of nature and nature's God, no, the value judgments that rank the interests of one group as more important than the interest of another. That's all right. Go ahead, kill these people. Brown people suck, right? Kill them all. God sort them out. This philosophical position will have important implications for teaching methods, which will be discussed below. Finally, public policy education is based on a philosophical concept. Here we are at the home of philosophical radicalism, discussing philosophically radical concepts first thing in the morning. Finally, public policy education is based on a philosophical concept of the value of public participation in governmental decisions. At one time we called that representative government. It's no longer the case. Now we just all get to follow the Delphi technique and be dialogued into consensus in consensus meetings. The article continues here. It is assumed that if the democratic process is to function effectively, wow, all men at war against all men, the citizenry must be well informed of the major issues of the day. Does that harken back to anything we've discussed in the past? Can everyone remember? Let me see a show of hands. All of those of you that remember Francois Guizot, and what book did he read or did he write? The History of Representative Governments in Europe. And you can get that from the Liberty Fund book sellers. Francois Guizot, where we found that there were three primary pillars, absolute necessities in a representative system of government, where we did find that one of those three main pillars was publicity. And we're talking about public policy education. This is that plank of representative government. Again, it is assumed that if a democratic process is to function effectively, the citizenry must be well informed of the major issues of the day. Now, prior to the advent of the computer and the internet connections that we all enjoy this morning, it was almost impossible to become well-informed. Boy, did you have to travel and get a lot of digging done. Now, in just moments, you can get both sides of the story and must have the opportunity to participate in the decision-making process. Well, we can see how that's working out for the people in Quartzville. How dare you stand up in a public meeting and voice your opposition to the things that the board is doing? How dare you? Do not resist the officer. Do not resist the officer. Do not resist the officer. And they get the felony tap there, as opposed to a simple misdemeanor. resisting arrest, a felony. Speaking out in public, a simple misdemeanor. But you see how they trapped that one around. That's the difference between police officers and pigs, by the way. A police officer would never do such a thing. A peace officer, we should say. These ideas did not originate with the extension. Plato argued that education was the key to developing good policy, so now we're right back into the cave with Plato's Republic and social conditions in his ideal Greek city-state, the Republic. Thomas Jefferson placed great faith in education and the importance of a well-educated and well-informed citizenry as the basis for representative democracy. I add the question mark there. Of course, it is one of my favorite quotes as well. I've shared it with you many times. This is it. One of Jefferson's most widely quoted statements on education is contained in a letter to William Jarvis, written on September the 28th of 1820, in which Jefferson wrote, quote, "I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of the society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion, yes, by education. But you notice there's no mention here of democracy. Well, there's more to that. The educator's values. Which expert will you listen to this morning? To be effective in public policy education, the educator must operate on the basis of certain values and beliefs about human behavior, the democratic process, and the role of education in a free society. How free do you feel this morning? Woodrow Wilson making the world safe for democracy. But of course, we studied in our encyclopedias and we discovered that the state is the people. Government's being instituted among men to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are the state. But in the rise of statism, something happened. The corporate legal fiction came to play. And they don't play nice in the sandbox. But again, beliefs, certain values. Are the values being expressed by the educators in academia matching up well with yours? Enlightened self-interest. First, the educator must be willing to believe that enlightened self-interest is a reasonable, watch that word now, guide to individual behavior. Enlightened self-interest. The educator must believe that. If he doesn't believe that, you're not going to get it. The educator must believe the individuals generally know when they are better or worse off, are able to use whatever knowledge they have to decide which courses of action are most likely to leave them better off, and are willing to try to act accordingly. How does that stack up with the usurper's healthcare initiative? Are you better off having them make up your mind for you on that? Can you decide which courses of action are most likely to leave you better off? Well, continuing, enlightened self-interest is most effective in guiding behavior if individuals have sufficient knowledge of current conditions and the consequences of various possible changes. But you know, they quit teaching trivium long ago. The average man doesn't know how to diagram a sentence anymore. Wouldn't know a verb intransitive from the predicate. Or a noun or an adjective. That's right. Or how to place commas. Or use a semicolon. Or a colon. Punctuation. Grammar. The principal plank of the trivium. Again, enlightened self-interest is most effective in guiding behavior if individuals have sufficient knowledge of current conditions and the consequences of various possible changes. This is the second plank of the trivium, which is logic. If then. If we do this, then that. And that's the most bare-bones basic start. The premise. If-then statements. And logic goes well beyond that. You can find out more about that from Aristotle. He wrote about it originally and just about said it permanently in his writings, Logic. Aristotle. Precisely the type of information provided in a good public policy education program. You ever been to a consensus meeting? You don't get both sides, my friends. And if someone does voice the opposite side, you'll notice that the facilitator doesn't write his comments or her comments down on the flip chart easel. No. They're going to record all the comments that go down the rabbit hole that was set for the people when they came into the room, and nothing else will make it to the report. The enlightened self-interest assumption should not be too difficult for most educators to accept. Well, be back.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to OracleBroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And if you've been trying to call in during the broadcast, I apologize. I've been having a great deal of difficulty keeping the phone bank open today, but we'll just continue along with the material that we have on hand, anywho, and take it as far as we can. Enlightened self-interest. And I'm sharing out of a booklet here, Public Policy Education, written by Richard Burrows. This by the University Extension Bunch, the North Regional Extension Publications. For copies of this and other North Central Regional Extension Publications, you can write to the Publications Office, Cooperative Extension, in care of the University for your state. Again, just write to the Publications Office at the Cooperative Extension for the land-grant university in your state and ask them if you could. They would send you one of these copies. Maybe they could send you a dozen and you could pass them around in your precinct group, your local voting precinct group. Enlighten self-interest. does not mean that people are totally selfish. Absolutely not. That would be anathema to positivism. Auguste Comte, you know, he saw living for others, the greatest good of the greatest number, but he also coined the term altruism, living for others. Altruism, it would not be altruistic for you to think that way. It's not to be selfish, right? In fact, some amount of benevolence. Now, when we use that word benevolence, now we've invoked the pursuit of happiness. Now we're back to Francis Hutcheson and the philosophical radicals of Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Austin and John Stuart Mill and all the rest of those guys, the philosophical radicals that we talk about here from time to time. Go back and visit with Jeremy Bentham's writings and look at how they changed the laws in England. The greatest good of the greatest number and that whole stuff. In fact, some amount of benevolence, trust, and respect for the rights of others is necessary for any society to survive. Absolutely true. My rights end with the rights of another begin. You walk on my rights and you're violating me. If I walk on your rights, you're violating, you know, I'm violating you. It's a two-way street. We've got a fence between us. We still have to respect each other. There's not very much respect going on in this neighborhood last night, as the fireworks continued to shower down until well after midnight. For the policy educator, believing in the principle of enlightened self-interest simply means believing that the people have the basic intelligence or the common sense to be able to identify the best policy alternative where each individual defines best, quote-unquote best, in terms of his or her own preferences. Of course, today, as a result of the deliberate dumbing down of America, oh, you're going to have to dig deep, folks. You're going to have to dig deep. You're going to have to go to these various meetings and councils and boards, and you're going to have to sit there and listen and get the black and the white in your eye and read these books. Because unfortunately, if you're waiting for Bloomberg or anybody else to inform you on what the hell is happening in Fukushima, you're going to be waiting for Godot. Ain't happening. It's going to be up to us. It's up to you. It's up to me. We need to take action right where we are. As we like to say, knowledge is power, true enough. But knowledge is only powerful when it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You've got to do the thing you know and share it with others. Multiply, duplicate, and use the Ray Kroc principle. You start with one McDonald's Brothers restaurant out in California, and you spread it to the four corners through the simple process of duplicating and multiplying. There are 3,066 counties all across America just dying to meet you. 177,000 local voting precincts just waiting for somebody to stand up. And if we don't, all things will continue as they were. People will be eating and drinking and buying and selling and taking in marriage and giving in marriage and knew not. The flood took them all away. For the policy educator, believing in the principle of enlightened self-interest simply means believing, it's a lie in every belief, that people have the basic intelligence or the common sense to be able to identify the best policy alternative. You know what's right for you, don't you? Where each individual defines best, in terms of his own preferences. Sometimes an individual's policy choice may be dictated strictly by his own narrow economic interest. This is your limited self-interest. And Auguste Comte wrote wildly and long on that. At other times, individuals may favor a policy because they believe it is best for society or morally right. That's few and far between. Even though their own interest would be harmed if the policy were adopted, now we're down to less than 1%, probably. In the end, a belief in enlightened self-interest reduces the prop to the proposition that individuals know their own preferences and are able to make judgments about which policies will have results that are most in accord with their own preferences, or at least that individuals are able to make these judgments for themselves better than anyone else could make judgments for them. Can you be self-reliant? Can you be self-directed? Can you rise from the level of the wage slave waiting for the clock, standing there grinding out another 40-hour work week? Can you rise to the level of the entrepreneur and guide your own actions and guide your own steps? You don't want a job. You don't want a job, my friends. You just become a slave. Whether you be a chattel slave in someone else's actual property, or whether you're a wage slave, it's slavery nonetheless. Rise above that. Went up on the Bloomberg website this morning. I always check the entrepreneurs section. Nothing there. Waiting for you. Waiting for your ideas. Waiting for you to step up to the plate. In this scheme, knowledge of policy alternatives and consequences is absolutely essential for intelligent choice. And this is the purpose of public policy education. Democratic process? A second necessary belief for the public policy educator is that the democratic process is a reasonable way to make decisions. Now, let's not get confused with this democracy, democracy, democracy. There's a vast difference between a deliberative assembly and a democracy. In a deliberative assembly, certain laws have been agreed upon. I like to think of it as the laws of nature and nature's God. Simplest way to start. In the common law, an excellent place to begin, as opposed to juris civilis, the Roman civil law, or the law of merchant, the law of the seas, the law of admiralty, etc., the law of war. Democratic process, democracies, the rule of law. A lot to understand there. You might visit with GeorgeGordon.com, I think it is. George Gordon Law School. Careful. Listen carefully. The man is very intelligent, wise. There's lots of good stuff available there. Anyway, continuing, when not all parties are agreed on the most preferable course of action, public policy education is based on the assumption that a well-informed citizenry is crucial to the democratic process, and that the democratic process is a reasonable means of making decisions about matters in which the interests of various groups in society conflict. Yet it's simply understanding the role of the individual in a deliberative assembly and how to use Robert's rules of orders effectively. It's not the rule of the mob. It's a process, and it's very effective. Although most educators subscribe to these beliefs, it is certainly legitimate to raise questions about whose interests are served by the political process and whether all interests are fairly represented. And I think that's an excellent question. Whose interests are served by the political process? Do you have any representation inside of the established two-party political system? I think not. I've long been a staunch advocate for the abolition of the established two-party political system and the rapid restoration of our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. And with the advent of the computers, we should be able to send the Congress whores home and close down the administrative branch, that fourth headless branch of government, once and for all. But again, the public policy educator does not need to subscribe to the belief that the current version of the democratic process in the local community or state works perfectly. All that is necessary is the belief that the democratic process is a more reasonable means of making decisions than administrative fiat or the dictates of a single individual. So no longer do we look to the wise and the learned elders. No longer do we look to the mighty men of valor. No, we'll just get in a dialogue to consensus meeting and play with each other. Folks, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the blahs?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.